Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. Let's see. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean. Along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just ran up the steps. Give me a minute. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. And I thank God for his goodness tonight, for his glory tonight. God is such a good God. I'm going to get ready to call our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour to order. I'm ready for our devotion part of the service. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 108. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that they thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and meet out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Eden will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, who has cast us off? And will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? I have give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. I have just read you from Psalms 108 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his holy word. We're going to get ready for our song. Let me see. I don't know about this because I never hear it, but we're going to hear it tonight.
Oh,
Father, I ask you to bind up the strong man right now in the name of Jesus.
bind up every witch and every wizard and every warlord, God, and every psychic, God. And in Exodus 22 and 18, it says, suffer a witch not to live. It didn't say man witch or woman witch. He said a witch, a psychic, a witch. Suffer a witch not to live. And I, right now, and I bind up every one of them. I cast them out. And I command them to go tonight from our lives and from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise tonight. And I give you glory tonight. And I magnify your name tonight. I glorify your name tonight. I lift your name up tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise right now, God. I ask you right now, God, to empty me out, God. Empty me, Lord, of myself. Lord, take anything and everything out of me that should not be, God. Search my mind, my heart, and my spirit. If there's anything in there that should not be, God, I ask you to remove it right now. Empty me of myself, God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost may take that place, its rightful place in me, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to let me decrease, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase tonight and minister to us on tonight. Father, I don't know anything of myself, but it's of you, God, of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know anything, in the name of Jesus, just of you, God, and I thank you on tonight, and I praise you tonight, and I give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 I give God praise on tonight, and I give him glory tonight, God. I just thank you tonight. I bless your name tonight. I give your name praise, and I give you glory on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory tonight, God. This is our testimony part, and I just want to give God all the praise tonight. I give God glory for this radio broadcast. It has blessed me so many different times. Even when it was no one on here but me, it was still a blessing for me. And I want to thank God on tonight for my armor bearers, prophet, minister and prophet Morton. On tonight, my armor bearers, they both are my armor bearers. And I thank and praise God for them, because if it wasn't for them, I would be on here by myself. I just thank God on tonight for my armor bearers. I give God glory and I give him praise on tonight. I magnify his name on tonight. God is such a good God. And this don't, I'm not discouraged. Believe me, I'm not discouraged. God always have a way of doing things. I just thank him for what he do in my life. And people may think that ain't nothing what he do, but let me tell you, it's something. When God do something, he do the best thing for that person. And I thank and praise God. Everyone know I've been getting on the Facebook Live. And so, what morning was it? I guess it was Thursday morning. I got up, got on the live, and I was still a little discombobulated, but I got on there anyway because I don't let stuff like that keep me off. And I prayed like God told me to pray. And, you know, when you don't see anyone on there, you get, you know, well, Lord, I hope this is doing something. And so the Lord was, you know, just trying to encourage me And so I said, well, I'm going to go on there next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But if I can, I'll go on there Friday because I will be in St. Louis in Illinois. So it was just a blessing for me, though, just to be on the live and Facebook Live. So that night, it was, what night was it? Thursday night. It was Thursday. And then Thursday evening, that night, I got a text, and I didn't see it until Friday morning. And so this text was from Tammy Glenn. She used to be a member of Mount Paran. And she said, I'm going to read you all what she said because it encouraged my heart and my spirit, man, so much. She said, thank you so much for allowing the Lord to use you. She said, this morning I was feeling tired and I really had a mindset of wanting to just give up. She said, tired of my job and just the warfare that I have and that I've encountered. She said, please don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful. I'm just tired. She said, I'm a property manager for senior living. I know that God has you to send this prayer. I was praying and driving, but I didn't listen to your attachment until I was on my way home. I had no clue it was you praying it touched my soul, because all along he had you praying for me, the things I need. She said, I love you, Apostle. She said, have an amazing and blessed night. Don't you know that just uplift my heart and my spirit? God say, if you can draw one, if you can help one, if you can bless just one person, it's a blessing to God. I just thank God. I don't know how many others I blessed, but this one, God sent back. He sent back to let me know. And I thank God. I thank God for her because it helped me so much that I was getting across to somebody that helped me. And I'm so grateful tonight. I'm blessed and I'm grateful to know what I was praying helped somebody else. God speaks through me and it's good. But just to know that somebody saw me live and somebody, came back and said something to me. It was a blessing. And then I turned around and told her about what we was going to do when I got there today. And she said, please, Apostle, please don't let me forget this. Please don't. She said, because I want to be there. So, you know, if you can bless and help just one person, I feel like I've done something. Because let me tell you something. God say, if just one stray out, you supposed to get the one, leave the 99 that you got and go get the one. And so I just thank and praise God that she had a presence of mind to text me and give me her testimony. I thank and praise God because a lot of mornings when I do get on there, you know, the enemy always try to stop me from getting on. It always, because the one night, I had been up all night. All night. And when I got on, I was so, not say scary, but I was so trying to make sure I didn't say wrong things, because when you've been up all night, you might say something out of line. So I was trying to make sure I didn't say nothing out of line. I just thank and praise God. I thank God for that. I thank God for her. And like I said, I think Thursday, I don't know. I think I had a stomach ache or something, and I took some antibiotic and went to sleep. And the clock, and I had set my alarm, and it was just ringing because I had an earache. That's why. And Apostle, he was shaking me. He said, don't you hear that phone? But I had cotton in my ears. So I didn't, but I jumped up and got ready, and I felt better. So I just thank and praise God. But when I tell you, it was a blessing for me to hear her say that. It was a blessing for me down on the inside, because I was saying, Lord, you sure you want me to pray in the morning? You know, it don't really be anyone on there every now and then. And I just, you know, but he told me to keep going, just to keep going. And believe me, when God speaks, I'm going to listen, and I'm going to keep going. You know, and one day, it's going to pay off for me. One day, it's going to show off for me. I just thank and praise God for giving me this opportunity, because it's a privilege and an honor to pray for the people of God. I thank and praise God. And she was just a blessing for me to read that. She had a pretty little picture at the bottom of Tammy Glenn. She just blessed my spirit, my soul. She blessed me. And I just thank and praise God for an opportunity that somebody was helped. She said in that text, she said, and he sent you to pray for me. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Just what I needed, she said. He sent me to pray for what she needed. I don't even know what I said, because I don't go back and listen to them. I save them, but I don't go back and listen to them, because I be messing up and everything. So I don't go back and listen to them. I try my best to do better the next time. So I thank and praise God. Is there any more testimonies before I'm going to play another song? So I'm going to play a song, and then if you all have a testimony, you could y'all know I love this song, Mercy. I love this song.
Thank you, Jesus.
What the mercy of God can. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. You turned my whole life upside down.
Yes, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
The old hand he made.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
What the mercy of God. I'm alive to tell the story how I've overcome. That mercy and the power of His blood.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
With PerformYard, performance management is easy for everyone.
Oh, you
get the features to execute your unique strategy.
I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done.
Yes,
remember,
yes, thank you, Lord.
The power of love. So much power in the love.
Mm-hmm. The mercies of God. Hallelujah. Give God praise on tonight. Is there any more testimony? Amen. And I just want to say that also my brother called me Lavelle today, and he said he had listened to me on Facebook, and he said that when you get ready to come here and you want to pray for the houses of my family, he said they'll be happy for you to come to their house and pray. And then he said all this stuff for Tawana. He said, and I'm going to get you and take you to Tawana's house so you can pray in her house. So I was just so thankful to God that he even took time to listen to the prayer. I just thank God. I thank God. Y'all don't know how that blessed that make me feel, because I'm getting the attention of my family. I'm getting the attention of them. And so I sent them a flyer this evening, and I'm praying that they'll just be ready for me to come. I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. It's been just a blessing for me. And I give God glory on tonight. And I give him praise for just who he is in my life. I ain't nobody. I'm just a woman who loves God and trying to tell somebody else about his goodness. I'm a woman who loves the Lord with all of her heart, all of her spirit, soul, mind, everything, that's trying to tell somebody else how good God is, trying to help somebody else to get where they need to be. I don't know nothing of myself, but it's only God that helps me with the things that I need to say to people. And I thank God for that. I'm nobody. And I thank God to when I just humble myself, I could feel the presence of the Lord all over me. Thank God for that. I thank God that I can take down, whether I'm right or wrong, I can take down and put it in the hands of God. That's a blessing to do. Even when your enemies attack you, you can still take down and let God fight your battle. Whew. I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking about the young man before and how and all this kind of stuff. And I started praying for the young man next door. And the next thing I knew, we was passing each other. He stopped me and said, "How's your husband?" I said, "He's doing better. Well, I want you to take my number. So anytime he need me, y'all need me, you call me." And that's not the end. And so today, Apostle, the young man grass been needing cut for 2 or 3 weeks now. And when you see people leave their grass, let it grow like that, if they had the money, they would get it cut. But evidently he didn't. So Apostle got the man's grass cut today. But it's the work of God. It's the work of God. I'm telling you, because we wouldn't even look over that way. We just wouldn't do it because we know the things of how the enemy uses him. But when you turn it over to the Lord, he'll work it out. I'm so excited today. I'm excited to know what God is getting ready to do and what he's doing, what he's preparing, because I know it's going to be awesome. I know that. Any more testimonies? Somebody got to testify. I know somebody needs to be testifying, y'all. But I testify again.
Yeah, you know we need to be testifying.
Good evening.
Okay, there you go.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I gotta testify. I woke up a little bit frustrated this morning. It all started off this morning. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then it escalated up until midday, up until it's time for me to get off of work. I was just telling my wife, and she asked me this morning. She said, "Babe, you okay?" I said, "No, I'm a little bit tired and a little bit frustrated or whatever. I didn't get no sleep last night. You know, I just didn't get any sleep last night because, you know, of the situation at hand, what we're dealing with, what we got going on right now." I've been a bit uneasy and a bit defeated in a way. If you can, you know, per se.
Yeah.
So, you know, I left off. She was like, "Well, I'm so sorry for you to be feeling that way." And you know, I just woke up, my body was aching. And, you know, my head was hurting. And I just felt down. My shoulders felt heavy. And I took all that weight with me to work on today. And, you know, at my job, you know, I got transferred, and I like it where I'm at. You know, a good collective few individuals that they get the job done. So it's not the job that's bothering me. It's just life events and just things just keep happening,
yeah.
just coming out of nowhere to keep the attacks is what is the proper
yeah.
name for it.
Yeah.
Left and right,
yeah.
just being attacked with my family, with me, with my wife, now my kids, and then my family members and stuff like that. It's just the devil
yeah.
been working, man. He mad for something, you know.
Yeah.
Can't quite put my finger wrapped around it, but it's not my business to figure that out. All I know is that he's been working. He's mad. And he's trying. He's throwing everything but the kitchen sink at our way. And like I was telling
yeah.
my wife earlier, I was like, you know, she asked me, husband, you okay? How you feeling right now? And I told her, I said, I'm not gonna lie. I've been keeping it from you. You know, I've been trying to deal with things on my own in my own head. But I just felt that wasn't right. Me keeping that from her. So I just told him, like, you know what, I feel a little bit defeated and frustrated and tired. And she asked why. I said, man, because, you know, I just feel like, you know, no matter how much I try, no matter how much I do things, it's like one thing after another, after another, after another. It's like man, it's so hard to get ahead when, you know,
yeah.
I done tried everything. And, you know, with the situation going on or whatever, it's just a bit too much. The world, I'm starting to get a little bit overwhelmed because I never had that much pressure put on me before. And it's like, I don't know what it is. Is it being tested or however the case might be? But she said, you know, I'm praying for you. I'm always praying for you. But I wish I can do more. I say, you know what? You're doing just what you need to be doing. Continue to pray for me. And I'll figure it out. I'll work it out. You know, and I got to, you know, talk to God more and not lose my faith. That's what
He
want me to turn. He want me
yeah.
to turn left when I'm trying to walk straight.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Lately, I've been not, I can't say that too much. I've been complacent, not for real. I just taking it day by day and just keep pushing forward. Hopefully, eventually, he'll take his hands off me. And, you know, I keep God first.
Yeah.
And I pray. And I stay in my
yeah.
word every day. I do. It might, I tell my
yeah.
wife, it might not seem like I do, but, oh, man, I do. You know, and then, like I say, she give me a little prep talk here and there or whatever, and, you know, things will be okay. But today, it's just, man, my shoulder's heavy. That pressure is back. I'm feeling that pressure
yeah.
like what you, like you mentioned it before a couple months ago, that pressure is being added back onto my shoulders again. And it was starting to weigh me down. You know, I'm in a better mood now. You know, I'm in a better mood now than what I was before I got on the line. And I really needed to hear this on today.
Okay.
I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to get on because you know to keep my mind from wandering.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for her. You know, to keep me grounded and keep me back focused, throw me back focused because man, I can't. I wouldn't have did it without y'all and God. You know, but you know, this is my testimony. I'm bouncing. I'm everywhere right now because I'm just got a lot to say. You know, I ain't never been this talkative before in my life, but it's just therapeutic right now, just releasing this, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to be, he woke me up this morning, being able to share with you all on today.
Amen.
I love God. We all love God. We try to praise. We do it. We do it. We do it every day. Now, the days go by that we don't praise his name and give him all the glory and honor. You know? But, yes, that is all.
God, we do it. Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies?
Well, yeah, we like to testify. Yeah, we've been getting attacked, but we're not gonna give the devil no victory. We ain't giving him no glory, nothing, because at the end of the day, the devil can throw whatever he want to throw at us, but God got us. God is right there blocking everything. He might send one thing. God got two things for us. God bless him. Yeah. Bless my husband to move to a different job where he more happy at. He loved going to work now. At first he didn't like going to his job. And now they've given him a raise. He's been doing good, and I just thank God for that. I thank God for just being who he is to us, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we probably would give up. We wouldn't know what to do. We'd probably been committed suicide or something like that. But God has been sustaining us and keeping us at a point to where we know he got our back. We know we can see what the devil doing, but we can see what God doing even the more. I'm just grateful to God, because for me it's just all miracles. All miracles he's been working, because God is so good to us. And if he don't do nothing else for us, he have done enough. He keep on keeping us. He keep on keeping my baby. We wake up every day, and I'm grateful to God for that. Every day is not promised to people. Like they told us we had COVID again for the third time. Somebody right now sitting in the hospital. And we are okay. We at home, laughing, playing, doing what we want to do. And it's all because of God's grace and his mercy. And I thank him for keeping us. I thank him for covering us with the blood of Jesus. I thank him for sending his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Because I wouldn't have did it. I wouldn't have sent my boy. I probably would have took that hit myself. Because that's just how much I love my baby. I want to send my kids. So I'm just grateful and thankful to God for his mercy and his grace and for loving on us and showing us that he got our back no matter what. And that's my testimony. We might have some ups and some downs, but at the end of the day, God is right there with us, carrying us through all of this. He said he got a lot on his shoulders, but God gave him Man of Steel shoulders, because he's been carrying him through all of this gracefully. We are gracefully broken, and God is just a tremendous God. And I just love him. I love him so much. I love talking about him.
I love
hearing his voice. I love him just speaking to me and loving on me. I just love his presence, just being in his presence. Just does something to me. I'm just so grateful to the Lord
right now.
Thank you, Lord. He always gives my praise. Because he has done so much for us. So much.
Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Any more testimonies tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I just give God all the praise tonight, and I give him all glory tonight. I just bless his holy name. I mean, God is just good. I mean, when we had these songs praying, they were singing about the power in the blood. You know, folk don't even think about how much power is in the blood. And then the next song was about the blood, but it was about God's mercy. And see, God's mercy carries us. That's what carried you up, minister. That's what carries you. That's what carries you. All that weight you say you had on your shoulders, that's what's carrying you. It's God's mercy and his grace. Grace is unmerited favor, favor that we don't deserve. But let me tell you something, all of that stuff that's on your shoulder got to get off by the grace of God, by the grace and the mercy of God, because we're not going to accept that. We're not going to accept that. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. So I'm just going to do a little simple prayer and let God use me however he want to use me on this night. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just come praising and thanking and magnifying and bowing down, lifting our hands up. Lord, we come surrendering to you, God. We give you ourselves. We give you us, Lord, and we give you us, God. We give ourselves to you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you search our hearts tonight and our minds and our anything in there that should not be God. And I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to create in us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. And Father, we come tonight, God, and giving you all the glory and all the praise on tonight. And magnifying you, God, hallelujah. Just giving you praise, God, and praise, God, that you deserve and even more, the trillion times more in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for lifting our heads up, God, and thank you for being the lifter up of our heads, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I bind up the enemy right now. I bind the strong men. I tear down strongholds. I tear down every heavy burden tonight. I tear that burden down, God. Every heavy weight got to go tonight. In the name of Jesus, you can't stay there. I pull you down. I tear you down. In the realm of the spirit, I tear down every stronghold that's trying to weigh you down in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, you have no power, you have no authority to be on his shoulders. In the name of Jesus, I tear you down now, and I bind up the strong man right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up. I cast you up, and I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, warfare, you being attacked. Warfare, hallelujah, you being attacked. But the enemy, God said the battle don't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. So, Lord, we've given you all of this weight. In the name of Jesus, that's weighing him down on tonight. We giving it all to you, God, and we're going to leave it all at this altar tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to dust his shoulders off now. In the name of Jesus, just dust the shoulders off right now. In the name of Jesus, he ain't got nothing to worry about. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Because the creator is standing there. Hallelujah. The creator said he a liar. Hallelujah. And he is the father of lies. In the name of Jesus. In the name, he's taking them down. Everything he put on your shoulder that shouldn't be on your shoulder, he taken down. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you tonight to let him have a peaceful sleep. In the name of Jesus, sweet sleep. Father, I ask you to let the dew fall on him, God. To let him season and rest tonight, God. I bind up every demonic force. I bind you up now. Cast you out. Command you to go. I don't tell you to go. I command you by all the power and authority God has given me. In the name of Jesus, you can't stay. Not even in his mind. You got to go now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God said he going to blow on you. We bind you now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let your power fall. Let the Holy Ghost fall. Let your anointing fall on them. The devil ain't did nothing. He think he did something. He did nothing. Hallelujah. 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 God, we praise you tonight. We give you glory. Hallelujah. The Lord said if you wasn't doing something right, he wouldn't even be bothering you. But you got him on his toes. You got his neck crushed in the name of Jesus. He's scared. Hallelujah. Father, we repent for anything that we've ever done. We repent, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. He said, keep on walking. Keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Because God is blessing you. Bless you with a new job. Bless you with a raise. That's what God did for you. You doing something right for the Lord. He hearing your prayer. And he answered. He says, let it roll off your back like water rolling off a dustbin. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Let it go. Just let it go. He ain't seen none yet. Ooh, thank you, God. I hear the Lord say he going to trouble that water. Hallelujah. Trouble the water, Lord. Hallelujah. Trouble that water, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yet of a sandro kibi andro sinde. Yet you the boss city the andro can bandi andro. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Let your power fall, God. Let them feel your presence and your anointing, God, like I feel it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is worthy of your praise, God. You're worthy tonight of all of the praise. In the name of Jesus, he says, stay focused. Just stay focused. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. He say he the doctor. He the physician. He is the doctor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. He just building up faith. Hallelujah. Even in the children. Even in them, he building their faith up. They saying, I don't want to have it. If you say you don't want to have it, you ain't got it. You better call it like it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Building up character. Building up faith. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We bind this spirit of infirmity right now. We bind it up right now. You don't have no power. You dead. in the name of Jesus. You don't have no power. Jesus was whooped, beat, 39 lashes for every disease. You gone in Jesus' name. We ain't talking to you no more. It's done in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to send the angels of the Lord to minister in that household in the name of Jesus and let the hem of their garments just put that medicine right on out all around, God, in the name of Jesus. Provide and protect right now in the name of Jesus. And cover the baby. Cover King, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Cover all of them, but cover King, oh God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. And we bind the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus from Prophetess Salas' home. We bind the spirit of infirmity right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up, we cast it out, and we command it to go from every one of the children, even a stuffy nose, even a runny nose. God, we bind those sickness, the sickness. Lord, we bind it now. In the name of Jesus, you have no power and authority over them. Lord, dry it up. All you got to do is on them, God. It's gone. All you got to do, God, is blow on them, and it's gone in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now, Lord. I hear God saying their immune systems are low. Hallelujah. Need some vitamin C and stuff. E. coli, but sangrosi. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, keep some socks and shoes on. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch right now, God, hallelujah. Heal right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, cheer up, prophetess, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how things are going, but I know how they're going to end. In the name of Jesus, in the name, I hear him say, cheer it up, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, I pray for her tooth. I pray for her head. I pray for the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I ask you to cover her now in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around the bottom to protect her, God, from all form of danger. I bind every mouth, every tongue that's speaking negative. I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said something about give it a month. I don't know what he's talking about, but that's what he said, give it a month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, whatever pain it is, it's going to disappear. Hallelujah. If it's any pain at all, it may not even be any pain anymore, but whatever little pain it is, it's going to disappear in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. The enemy ain't got no authority. He ain't got no power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. I hear the scripture, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. He said you're worrying about things, or you're concerned about things that you shouldn't be concerned about. He got you. He said, don't do it. Don't be concerned about nothing, because he got you. Just do what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is a good God. I hear him say, God is such a good God. He said, just wait on him, man. Just wait on him. Give all that heavy weight, give that stuff to the Lord. Just give it to him. Just do what you got to do. You're stepping out on faith. You do what you got to do, and you go from there. I heard him say, mind over matter. Thank you, Lord. But God wants you to use wisdom in a lot of things that you're doing. I heard him say, talk to your husband about some things and wait on God to move in them. He said things are different than way they used to be. That the Holy Spirit is right in the midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God. I keep hearing them say wisdom. Lord, I ask you to heal blood pressures on tonight, and I ask you to heal diabetes on tonight. I ask you to heal migraines, God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, protect right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Father, I ask you to bless their children and grandchildren, God. Keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. Somebody finna get a job. I don't know who. Somebody's going to get a job. He said, keep on singing to him now. Cover them in the shed blood, God. Lord, we pray for our enemies, God. We pray for those that try to spitefully misuse us, those that say our men are evil against us, God. We ask you to forgive them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, and bless them anyway with the blessing they stand in need of. Lord, I ask you to bless every member of the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministries, the Life Support Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to cover Brother Harold, Lord. I haven't heard anything else from him, God. Please, Lord, don't let him be on the respirator. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just touch right now, God. Touch his body, touch his lungs right now, God. In the name of Jesus, He wants you to take it. I mean, Prophet Salah, he wants you to take it slow. Take it slow. Just slow down a little bit. You do a lot of different things. Just slow down.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just slow down. He wants you to just kind of relax too and just slow down. Because things come, they moving right along, but you just can't see what they are. Mm-hmm. God gonna bless you. Just wait. Just slow down and just relax. And just let God do it. Sometimes we can get a little scared of God, and God is going to do things to your satisfaction, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. And Father, I pray for Takeda. I pray for Talia. And I pray for Taryn. I already prayed for the Triviata. And Lord, I ask you to cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around to protect them wherever they are, God. Protect them right now, God. Build a hedge of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. So some of this stuff is pulling on you from them. Some of it be you be taking up some of their stuff, because anytime you pray against the enemy, fuck anybody, he'll try to attack you too. So, and Lord, bless the man of the house, God. Keep leading him. Keep guiding him, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep giving them wisdom, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen. Amen, amen. We just got to just stay in his presence and listen to him. God is He's doing some mighty works with you all. And the more, this is what we have to remember, the more we move, the heavier that thing we go through, the bigger the blessing God's going to, and the bigger the elevation that you're going to get. And you know elevation comes from above. Some things we go through be mighty, mighty strong. But believe me, it ain't going to be nothing compared to the elevation you're going to get with God and the blessing you're going to get with God. So before I forget it, I want to let you know that Sunday is Communion Sunday. I got a text, Prophet McKinney and whoever else. I'm going to text them and let them know that Sunday is Communion Sunday and we're going to take our communion on Sunday. And you know, God is just good. I don't want nobody to be discouraged, because believe me, I'm encouraged. I'm so encouraged. Every time I even get an inkling to be discouraged, God will send somebody. He'll send somebody. He be sending prophets to me. He sent my play daughter prophet out of Jacksonville, Florida, and she told me, she said, don't you stop getting on that radio broadcast. She said, don't stop. And I wasn't planning on stopping anyway, but that's what she texted me and said. Every time, you know, I just thank and praise God for the order that he's given me, for the assignment he's given me. God has given me an assignment, and I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do it. I'm just gonna let him use me, and God gonna get the glory. Amen. So I'm not gonna hold you all. Like I said, communion is Sunday. In the morning, we're gonna have the children's Bible class by the grace of God, and I'm gonna try my best to get on if I can. I'm going to try again and get on. So we're going to just keep praying and pray for the children, pray for everybody, and don't forget to pray for Brother Harold, because people leaving here, and he was texting me every day almost, every evening, saying how he was, and now he ain't texting me at all. So, and I texted him and asked him how he was doing. He hasn't texted me. So, y'all, keep him in your prayers. He's been with us for 6 years, and I just feel like he really a part of this ministry. So, anyway, God bless you all. You all have a good night. I love y'all. Be good. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Have a good night. I love you.
Love you too. Have a good night. I love you too. Have a good night.